cannot forget.
The people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Never forget.
We close our arms to help you shoulder your pain.
97.3.
Hatred and terror.
The sky
did not win.
Hour number two of our get-together, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the anniversary of 9/11, and it is being remembered by many. Hopefully you know where some of the folks will be having some sort of a ceremony. I know the AmVets in Keystone will be doing something at approximately 8:30. This morning. So, yeah, we will always remember. Another one of your top stories, the big debate last night. We've dug into that quite a bit. We'll also take your input and what your thoughts were if you watched it. 877-975-9825. I also need to give you the update on Francine, that's now officially a hurricane. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for tropical storm and hurricane coverage. And yeah, Francine is due to hit the Louisiana coast as a Cat 1 later on this afternoon, possibly evening. But I'll give you a further update and a more concise one. We'll get an update just before 8 a.m. as well.
But she's being a bad girl is what you're saying.
She is indeed. And yeah, there'll be a spanking of the coast. But we are, concerned, especially obviously New Orleans, the way it sits geographically and below sea level makes it very hard to protect. So hopefully the folks now have been prepared for this.
They've been through enough of them.
Yeah. Hey, Melania spoke out recently on X, saying basically, kind of quiet when it comes to getting some real answers on her husband being shot.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be more to this story kind of a thing. Well, here's one small domino. A high-ranking official within the U.S. Secret Service has reportedly been asked to retire and will soon end his tenure with the agency. Fox News Tuesday identified the individual as Office of Protective Operations Assistant Director Michael Platty. He has over 26 years federal law enforcement and homeland security experience, according to his bio on the website of the Secret Service. The decision is reportedly linked with the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, Butler, Pennsylvania, a security failure, to say the least, that sent shockwaves through all levels of the agency. The United States Secret Service is preparing to brief Congress in the coming days about lessons learned from the July 13th attempt on Trump's life. Platty was asked to step down by senior leadership, including acting director Ronald Rowe. So will we get more answers? What happened? Why did it happen? Because, I mean, it didn't take long for the average person to become aware of the fact that the roof was not covered, an open roof space near a top candidate speaking in public. It's just, it's glaring, to say the least.
Oh, but he gets to retire. It's okay.
Yeah, he gets to retire.
Right.
Did you hear about the planes? The planes colliding in Atlanta. Yeah, and I don't know. The picture is circulated about part of the tail of the one plane nearly ripped off, hanging there. Didn't look good. A lot of questions being asked. Aviation expert Greg Feith talking about a little bit. But two planes struck each other at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta. According to Federal Aviation Administration, officials said Delta Airlines Flight 295 was taxiing for departure when its wingtip struck the tail of Endeavor Air Flight 5526. These are rare events, and passengers shouldn't be worried about the fact that, I'm going to get on an airplane and somebody's going to hit us. But they do happen. No one was hurt. The impact tore the tail off smaller aircraft. There are a lot of questions being asked, not only about where the aircraft were, but what the flight crews were doing. Were they distracted? Did they know they were in close proximity to one another? Did they have their faces buried in their smartphones?
Well, I think you threw that one. The big plane that did the tearing part, it was interesting to listen to the radio traffic because they're talking to the tower going, tower, I think we hit something. Can you tell us what it was?
Yeah.
But they also said, once they were told what had happened, hey, we were on the center line and not sure what, basically defending themselves because they've got that line that they got to follow. It does look like that the smaller jet should have been scootered up just a little more than they were, thus the missing tail section.
Well, and, this aviation expert said it's congestion. And on a heavily trafficked day or period of time, it's basically little more than a well-choreographed dance. It requires the pilots to have a high level of vigilance when it comes to taxiing in close proximity. I know my recent trip flying into Dallas and having to wait, and basically the pilot saying, yes, passengers, we're just waiting for a parking spot to open up, for lack of a better term. I mean, so they have a good attitude about it, but yeah, how they position themselves, where the other planes are, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, I'll tell you, I had family members that were air traffic controllers who, when I was young, always tried to talk me into going that route, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Mr. High Stress.
I don't need that pressure.
My phone stuff's not working.
You'll have to probably reconnect it then. Frank wants to talk about the debate.
Okay. Good morning, Frank. What's on your mind?
Good morning. That debate really scared me last night. I thought that Harris won the debate. I'm sorry to say that, but Trump was not prepared. And I was looking at the Antichrist there. Harris is the Antichrist. And you tell all those Christians out there, if they don't vote, and when they throw them on the fire, I'll be saying, you should have voted. Each one, you should have voted, you should have voted. And also, 9/11 should be a holiday, not June 19th or 20th or whatever that holiday is. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
That's a good point.
Couple of good points there. Yeah, I came out of the box this morning saying that, really, it depending on how you want to define winners and losers, Kamala did win.
Yeah.
Because this was a game where, whoever gets the most undecided voters. And generally speaking, these undecided voters are also low information voters. And when you combine the two, and the way that Kamala was able to get away with several lies and mistruths, while at the same time, Trump was being fact-checked in real time, and sometimes not really very accurately. But, yeah, I mean, she got the best of them when you consider what's at stake. Where's the prize? She won the prize.
Yeah, she did, sadly.
Possibly. We'll see what we'll see what the polls say. Not that that's the greatest indication. Hey, it's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and you would never be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825.
while the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin.
They're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? And just a reminder, coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us. If you miss it for some reason, you don't have to, as long as you subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, you ready? What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. Hey, Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, that debate, the first question out of the hat was to Kamala, and they asked, were folks better off now than when she took over? And she made absolutely no attempt to answer that question, just went through a litany of the things that she was going to do if she was elected, one of which was to pay, give folks $25,000 first-time homebuyers to buy a house. The definition of inflation is when there's too much money chasing too few of goods. When you give people $25,000 to buy a house, there's a bunch of folks out there who couldn't, but now they can put that 10% down on a $250,000 house. They'll all be lined up. And then there's a group that they weren't going to buy a house at all until they found out they were going to get a free $25,000, and they're going to get in the line. And so that's going to drive the price of housing up.
That's what I think most economists would agree.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
With great respect, I must say that I do not want September 11th to be a holiday. We should have constant reminders all day long about what happened. There should be ceremonies. There should be observances. There should be discussed. But we need to show the terrorists, we know you did it. We haven't forgotten, but our lives have not been disrupted by this because we're a strong American Trump voting people. We're not going to shut down our lives because of what you did. And I'd like to add quickly that this is 23 years I've been listening to this guy because I first turned in a 9/11 looking for information about the news, and I've stuck with this guy for all this time. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how smooth Kamala was last night in answering questions. Now, the only way you can be that smooth, if you had the questions in advance. Personally, I think that was the Candy Crowley tag team match on steroids. And Donald Trump did really good, even though he had everything stacked against him. The adversary knew the questions, and the moderators knew, had all the fact-check stuff all locked in, and I don't believe it was an up-and-up debate.
Yeah. Here's what I think she had, maybe not the questions, but she had the answers. And what I mean by that is she was going to answer certain things a certain way, regardless of what the question was or how it was positioned. She was just, they asked me something about, the economy. Well, here's what I memorized on that. And that's what she would go with. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and trust me, I'm all Trump all the time, but he said a phrase the other day, which we've heard often, we will start the largest deportation of criminals in U.S. history. I think the of criminals needs a little more evaluation. Merely crossing the border illegally or crossing the border with a fake asylum claim is the crime, and these people all need to be tracked down and deported actively. I know we might differ a little bit on this, on the difficulty of that, but I hope you would refine that phrase, just deportation. It doesn't need to be like of criminals. The crime is crossing the border illegally. Thanks.
All right. Well, yeah. And all you got to do is utilize the laws that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I also watched the debate and thought that Kamala seemed very smooth, a little too smooth. And I found out something. There's something, if you want to write this down, if you got a pencil, there's something called NOVA H1 audio earring.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. But we'll try to find out whether this is what may have been utilized or not. That would allow her to, gain information through earrings instead of an earpiece that we would normally associate. But we don't have any corroborating information on that at all yet. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all the experts that were advising Trump to stick to the topic. And he said the same thing over about 1,000 times last night. Just let the guy do what he does best and wing it, because he didn't come across too good last night.
Well, he did kind of wing it with the migrants eating, family pets. And yes. They fact-checked him on it, and I mean, which is the whole thing's absurd and ridiculous, but he should have brought the focus back to, I'm more concerned about the raping, the murders, and the robberies that are clearly going on, and illegal immigrants in most cases is behind it. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
Well, it bugs me as a fact, like you just, like the previous caller said, Kamala seemed to have it almost sounded like, seemed like she had an earpiece in her. But they fact-checked Trump, but they never bothered to fact-check anything that she said. I heard several lies. Just like the fact that she said on January 6th, several officers were accosted. Bull crap.
No, she said died, and yep. None of them died. Even the coroner on the one in question said it wasn't from any sort of physical thing based on the J6. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Well, the last two callers kind of covered it, but I was going to say, I noticed the last week or 10 days, whatever, everybody was calling saying, tell Trump, don't be Trump, don't be Trump. And now they're calling saying, he wasn't Trump.
Well, yeah, you can't have, everything all every way you want it, but we'll get into it further coming up. Jeff, what's bugging you?
The crime numbers were down. That's BS. It was manipulated. And then they had the moderator double down, fact check that crime is actually down. It's such a frickin' BS.
Yep. You're right on that. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but your program sounds like a cheerleader for Kamala Harris.
Oh, well, yeah, you're free to say that. I'm just telling it like it is, based on perception and who the available low-information voters are. She had an advantage. She gained an advantage. You also had two hosts on there, David Muir and Lindsay Davis from ABC, that we know, based on their reporting, has given 100% positive coverage to Kamala and 93% negative coverage to Trump. So when you listen to the show, try not to take certain remarks out of context. Try to listen to it more within the context, which is, if this was a debate over who's going to win those swing voters, she won them over. With the truth? No. With a fair moderation? No. But that wasn't the way in which I explained that. But always appreciate the input, whether you agree with me or not. Thank you. It's 728. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I wonder if she has an opinion or two. Looking forward to it. 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3. We need to watch the vote.
2.
The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:36, we'll call it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Debate takeaways from last night. We'll be talking about that. 877-975-9825, if you'd like to weigh in. Also, it's not really an also. I mean, it's the big one. The anniversary. Can you believe it? It is 9/11. 23 years later. We promised we'd never forget. We promised we'd always remember. And we're going to stick to that. It was at 8:46 this morning, 23 years ago, when Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center North Tower. We all thought it was a small aircraft, some kind of anomaly, accident. And we found out it was a little bit more to the story.
Yep.
All right. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and DC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I know it's out of my bailiwick, but I used to be an intelligence analyst, and I had to brief people all the time. I'm talking about government officials, high-ranking military officials, agency officials, you know, people that you're really scared of. But one thing I will tell you, that when you did the brief was scripted. You had people that would help you prepare for the brief so that it went off smooth and it went off positive and flowing. But that's because you had help in knowing what the people were looking for and answers to. It wasn't just a bland thing. So, in saying that, I'm going to tell you that listening to the debate last night to the point where I couldn't listen anymore, she had a scripted debate. She knew what the questions were going to be and had scripted answers. That's why she wasn't worried about it. I've listened to her speak in public. She stumbles and bumbles around, picks words that almost sound like Joe Biden when she answers. Last night she came off as smooth and flowing. Now, what was the purpose of that? The purpose of that wasn't to change her policies to not be so radical, but to convince people that she isn't so radical so they would get out and vote for her. So if we had real journalists in this country that would actually research what went on, that would be the story of the century, to prove to people that there was collusion between ABC and her officials that gave her the ability to answer Trump. Trump, the reason he sounded old is because he's given so many news conferences and said the same thing over and over again that it's like people are hearing the same thing over and over again. So, and I will say that the fact-checking was inaccurate in a lot of things they said about Trump that they stated as fact and they weren't facts. And if you don't believe that's true, there was a nurse in Kentucky years ago that was fired when she tried to render aid to an abortion that was botched. And they put the baby in a closet, of all places, to just pass away. And she rendered aid to it. I heard it on James Dobson's Focus on the Family program years ago. So I'm just telling you that this was crooked, scripted. It wasn't out there because her opinions have changed. They're trying to make her seem not so radical so that mostly the ignorant voters that we have that don't really pay attention will find her acceptable to vote for her.
Right. Low information voters. Yeah, I think that's in line with a lot of what we've been saying. I won't go so far as to say, well, I do think that she was scripted in terms of memorization, what her answers were going to be. I just felt like it didn't matter what the questions were because she was going to answer them with whatever, you know, little package of information that she had for that particular topic. So, but it, could she have gotten a heads up? Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah.
But what happened? That didn't turn out to necessarily be, like, that kind of came and went.
It should have been a much bigger scandal than it was.
Absolutely.
And so, in this case, she knew she had a pass on her answers, even though they didn't totally line up with the question. His had to, hers did not.
And she knew that there would be very little follow-up. Yep. And and she wasn't going to be fact-checked, whereas he was seven times. Rich, what was your take?
Good morning, you guys. My take was that people are going to know that Trump won that debate because he realized how much trouble this country is in. And she acted like, oh, nothing's wrong. You said bloodbath. You're a hater. You said Charlottesville. You all these things that she brought up, that he's no good and this and that. That's all she did. And Trump was worried about the country. And she was all smiles and everything's going fine. Just stay away from Trump. Everything will be okay. That's what I took on. I think Trump, anybody that has a brain knows that Trump was right. And she was just following the old left-wing comrade line. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, look, if you don't have a defined policy of what you want to do, or you're afraid to share that policy because her agenda is radical and that won't get her elected, so you avoid getting in too deep on those issues by simply turning and then making all these accusations and falsehoods and other things about your opponent. And she did that a lot. And that goes to show you, when you're attacking so much, you are also covering for the fact that you don't have a depth of knowledge and information related to policies. Nostradamus, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I believe that Trump won the debate. And I think that the reason a lot of people think that Kamala won is because she came across, she put two sentences together without cackling and looking like a moron. And I agree, she had the questions to begin with so she could study and get her lines down. But Trump sounded like Trump, so everybody's used to that. I just got through telling somebody that online 15 minutes ago. The reason is because Trump was Trump and she's somebody new. That's why everybody thinks she won. But Trump came out and said it. He should have said, fact check this. I told you that they were going to flood the border with these criminals. He should have named the names, like you said earlier, of the victims of these crimes from these people from south of the border. And he brought up the fact about the wars. He should have said, there were no wars when I was in office. Fact check that.
No, in fact, she sort of beat him to that punch, saying that there are currently no service people serving in a war zone, which, you know, depends on how you shake and bake and skew that to get away with that. But to your earlier statement about, you know, people think if she strung two sentences together, she wins. Yeah, that's what I said. I said that yesterday, in fact, and that is the truth. You see, what most people are doing is through the eyes of their own perception.
Right.
What I'm asking you to do is the opposite of putting on your thinking cap. Put on your dunce cap and think about a low information voter and how they would perceive what had taken place. They don't know what you and I know. That's what you have to remember. They don't know that. They think David Muir is a really good looking, professional, articulate man. He didn't show me any bias. That's what low information voters would think. So smoke and mirrors, perception is reality. Those terms apply. And she was considered a huge underdog, and all she had to do was have a reasonable performance. Well, it was truly a performance. Her answers were scripted out and well-practiced and thought out, and she was going to give those sets of answers regardless of how the questions were positioned. That's what they worked on in her prep. It's pretty obvious. So when I say she gained an advantage there, she did. But it doesn't mean she was better, smarter, or anything else. What it is what's the prize? The low information voter. 7:45, News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick might have an opinion or two about, well, the debate last night, election integrity, et cetera. And if for some reason you can't stick around, we know you're busy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue, all on demand, one place. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. When you find the Bob Rose Show podcast, simply hit subscribe. There is no charge, but then you will have right at your fingertips so much information you might not know what to do with all of it. Speaking of voter integrity, numbers coming out of Wisconsin are probably going to irritate you. Much bigger numbers than the difference between Biden and Trump in the last election. We'll get to that. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Tom. What's on your mind?
Oh, Jesus. What a disaster that was last night. And all the listeners who were had their heads up there or whatever, Trump just, it was like the Miami, Florida game where they went in there and they just were so far off their game. It was annoying as anything. Every commentator for the last 2 weeks that says all Trump has to do is repeat his debate performance that he had with Biden. Don't engage her. Don't go down any rabbit holes. Don't talk about how he lost the last election because, like you guys said over and over again this morning, you're going for the low information, idiot voters who don't watch this thing all the time. He needs to win this election. Kamala has just turned her Marxist nonsense all the way around to trick people. And because of last night, it's going to work. And because of Trump's horrible performance last night, she might have just pulled it off. The good news is, if we have that Florida, University of Florida analogy with football, if there's another debate and Trump doesn't engage her and doesn't start his whining about the last election, which was stolen from him, which I believe was stolen, but that doesn't matter because it's a dead issue. Maybe he can turn into DJ Lagway and kick her butt and turn things around. Good news is everyone is so dumb in this country, they're probably not paying attention, and they tuned out after the point where Trump went downhill. I was very disappointed, obviously. Love Trump to death, but when DeSantis eviscerated the Democrat from California with his little debate on Hannity, I mean, that's what I was looking for from Trump last night. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate the insight. That's what we've been asking for this morning. To your analogy with football, this is the other thing you have to be careful of. We knew that David Muir and his sidekick there, Lindsey Davis, were going to be biased. Mm-hmm. We know that because people have been collecting information that shows they have run 100% positive stories about Kamala and 93% negative stories about Trump. So if they weren't biased, then we would be shocked. We shouldn't be. And that's where you have to be careful complaining about the referees, quote unquote.
Right. Because going in, you knew that was going to be the case anyway. It's kind of like I described it when we were talking before the show this morning. Because everyone keeps talking about the painful and how I'm getting texts on how, you know, and the emails from is like, I couldn't even watch the silly thing. It's the difference between when we play a clip that Trump said and watching the debate. Watching it was painful. His delivery, he was off topic, he went down the bunny trails. Just hearing the little concise pieces, that's what I wanted him to do last night.
And concise pieces that are based in fact, because the facts are powerful enough. For example, so these immigrants are running wild in this town, Springfield, Ohio. Now, that's a fact. They're crashing cars. They're robbing. They're acting out. And they're eating local ducks. Yeah. Now, they may not be somebody's pets, but it's the overall behavior. So Trump, unfortunately, took the bait. And he went for the eating pets thing, which that's not been established as the truth. Okay? So he kind of took that bait. Whereas, what's the real story? You know, the real story is open immigration, open borders, is literally killing Americans. Now, that's a fact. Fentanyl literally killing Americans. Fact. Border crossers killing Americans, raping Americans. Absolute fact. That's powerful enough. Instead, they got you off on a tangent about eating ducks or dogs. So they got him on that. They did the same thing with the abortion thing. There's some truth behind what he said about taking it all the way to term and then the baby, you know, then just basically letting it sit there to die, so to speak. And that came from the previous governor of Virginia. He mistakenly said West Virginia. Again, what's the real absolutely no one can deny that there are six states that there are abortion laws on the books right now, six states plus the District of Columbia, that there are no restrictions on how late you can perform an abortion. So to me, and that's absolute fact, to me to say, can you imagine taking it up to 1 minute before birth, exterminating that life, and legally it can be done in those states. Mm-hmm. That would have been powerful. Instead, he got sucked in. He got pulled off track, and the folks that are fact-checking him, because they only fact-checked him,
yeah,
not Kamala, that worked against him. So
that's where if he'd had prepared answers as opposed to getting sucked, he took bait from them and from Kamala.
Yeah, if he had somebody telling him, don't go where absolute facts cannot back you up.
Right.
Because you know they are going to be, right on the edge of their seats, just looking and waiting for something to jump on, and he gave them that. However, if we want to look at things on balance, the way that he behaved, very well-mannered, never lost his cool, made some facial gestures, but not over the top. From that perspective, from a physical, if you're doing, you know, the whole body, thing, he did fantastic on that. I know someone that might have an opinion or two. Her name is Congresswoman Kat Kamek, and she joins us in just a couple of minutes right here, live and local, on 97.3 The Sky. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You? Yeah. Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You. And just a reminder, coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamek joining us. If you miss it for some reason, you don't have to, as long as you subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, you ready? What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. Hey, Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, in that debate, the first question out of the hat was to Kamala, and they asked, were folks better off now than when she took over? And she made absolutely no attempt to answer that question, just went through a litany of the things that she was going to do if she was elected, one of which was to give folks $25,000 first-time homebuyers to buy a house. The definition of inflation is when there's too much money chasing too few of goods. When you give people $25,000 to buy a house, there's a bunch of folks out there who couldn't, but now they can put that 10% down on a $250,000 house. They'll all be lined up. And then there's a group that they weren't going to buy a house at all until they found out they were going to get a free $25,000, and they're going to get in the line. And so that's going to drive the price of housing up.
That's what I think most economists would agree.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
With great respect, I must say that I do not want September 11th to be a holiday. We should have constant reminders all day long about what happened. There should be ceremonies. There should be observances. There should be discussed. But We need to show the terrorists. Yeah. We know you did it. We haven't forgotten, but our lives have not been disrupted by this because we're strong American Trump voting people. We're not going to shut down our lives because of what you did. And I'd like to add quickly that this is 23 years I've been listening to this guy because I first turned in a 9/11 looking for information about the news, and I've stuck with this guy for all this time. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how smooth Kamala was last night in answering questions. Now, the only way you can be that smooth, if you had the questions in advance. Personally, I think that was the Candy Crowley tag team match on steroids. And Donald Trump did really good, even though he had everything stacked against him. The adversary knew the questions, and the moderators knew, had all the fact-check stuff all locked in. And I don't believe it was an up-and-up debate.
Yeah. Here's what I think she had. Maybe not the questions, but she had the answers. And what I mean by that is she was going to answer certain things a certain way, regardless of what the question was or how it was positioned. She was just, they asked me something about, you know, the economy. Well, here's what I memorized on that. And that's what she would go with. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and trust me, I'm all Trump all the time, but he said a phrase the other day, which we've heard often, we will start the largest deportation of criminals in U.S. history. I think the of criminals needs a little more evaluation. Merely crossing the border illegally or crossing the border with a fake asylum claim is the crime, and these people all need to be tracked down and deported actively. I know we might differ a little bit on this, on the difficulty of that, but I hope you would refine that phrase, just deportation. It doesn't need to be like of criminals. The crime is crossing the border illegally. Thanks.
All right. Well, yeah. And all you got to do is utilize the laws that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I also watched the debate and thought that Kamala seemed very smooth, a little too smooth. And I found out something. There's something, if you want to write this down, if you got a pencil, there's something called Nova H1 Audio Earring.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. But we'll try to find out whether this is what may have been utilized or not. That would allow her to, gain information through earrings instead of an earpiece that we would normally associate, but we don't have any corroborating information on that at all yet. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all the experts that were advising Trump to stick to the topic, and he said the same thing over about 1,000 times last night. Just let the guy do what he does best. And wing it, because he didn't come across too good last night.
Well, he did kind of wing it with the migrants eating, you know, family pets, and they fact-checked him on it, and, I mean, which is the whole thing's absurd and ridiculous, but he should have brought the focus back to, I'm more concerned about the raping, the murders, and the robberies that are clearly going on, and illegal immigrants in most cases is behind it. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
Well, it bugs me as a fact, like you just, you know, like the previous caller said, Kamala seemed to have it almost sounded like, seemed like she had an earpiece in her. But they fact-checked Trump, but they never bothered to fact-check anything that she said. I heard several lies, just like the fact that she said on January 6th, several officers were accosted. Bull crap.
No, she said died, and none of them died. Even the coroner on the one in question said it wasn't from any sort of physical thing based on the J6. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Well, the last two callers kind of covered it, but I was going to say, I noticed the last week or 10 days, whatever, everybody was calling saying, tell Trump, don't be Trump, don't be Trump. And now they're calling saying, he wasn't Trump.
Well, yeah, you can't have, you know, everything all every way you want it, but we'll get into it further coming up. Jeff, what's bugging you?
the crime numbers were down. That's BS. It was manipulated. And then they had the moderator double down, fact check that crime is actually down. It's such a freaking BS.
Yep. Nope. You're right on that. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but your program sounds like a cheerleader for Kamala Harris.
Oh, well, dear, you're free to say that. I'm just telling it like it is, based on perception and who the available low-information voters are. She had an advantage. She gained an advantage. You also had two hosts on there, David Muir and Lindsay Davis from ABC, that we know, based on their reporting, has given 100% positive coverage to Kamala and 93% negative coverage to Trump. So when you listen to the show, try not to take certain remarks out of context. Try to listen to it more within the context, which is, if this was a debate over who's going to win those swing voters, she won them over. With the truth? No. With fair moderation? No. But that wasn't the way in which I explained that. But always appreciate the input, whether you agree with me or not. Thank you. It's 728. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I wonder if she has an opinion or two. Looking forward to it. 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5.
Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3.
We need to watch the vote.
2.
The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:36, we'll call it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Debate takeaways from last night. We'll be talking about that. 877-975-9825, if you'd like to weigh in. Also, it's not really an also. I mean, it's the big one. The anniversary. Can you believe it? It is 9/11. 23 years later. We promised we'd never forget. We promised we'd always remember. And we're going to stick to that. It was at 8:46 this morning, 23 years ago, when Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center North Tower. We all thought it was a small aircraft, some kind of anomaly, accident. And we found out it was a little bit more to the story.
Yep.
All right. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and DC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I know it's out of my bailiwick, but I used to be an intelligence analyst, and I had to brief people all the time. I'm talking about government officials, high-ranking military officials, agency officials, you know, people that you're really scared of. But one thing I will tell you, that when you did the brief was scripted. You had people that would help you prepare for the brief so that it went off smooth and it went off positive and flowing. But that's because you had help in knowing what the people were looking for and answers to. It wasn't just a bland thing. So, in saying that, I'm going to tell you that listening to the debate last night to the point where I couldn't listen anymore, she had a scripted debate. She knew what the questions were going to be and had scripted answers. That's why she wasn't worried about it. I've listened to her speak in public. She stumbles and bumbles around, picks words that almost sound like Joe Biden when she answers. Last night she came off as smooth and flowing. Now, what was the purpose of that? The purpose of that wasn't to change her policies to not be so radical, but to convince people that she isn't so radical so they would get out and vote for her. So if we had real journalists in this country that would actually research what went on, that would be the story of the century, to prove to people that there was collusion between ABC and her officials that gave her the ability to answer Trump. Trump, the reason he sounded old is because he's given so many news conferences and said the same thing over and over again that it's like people are hearing the same thing over and over again. So, and I will say that the fact-checking was inaccurate in a lot of things they said about Trump that they stated as fact and they weren't facts. And if you don't believe that's true, there was a nurse in Kentucky years ago that was fired when she tried to render aid to an abortion that was botched. And they put the baby in a closet, of all places, to just pass away. And she rendered aid to it. I heard it on James Dobson's Focus on the Family program years ago. So I'm just telling you that this was crooked, scripted. It wasn't out there because her opinions have changed. They're trying to make her seem not so radical so that mostly the ignorant voters that we have that don't really pay attention will find her acceptable to vote for her.
Right, right. Low information voters. Yeah, I think that's in line with a lot of what we've been saying. I won't go so far as to say, well, I do think that she was scripted in terms of memorization, what her answers were going to be. I just felt like it didn't matter what the questions were because she was going to answer them with whatever, you know, little package of information that she had for that particular topic. So, but it, could she have gotten a heads up? Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah.
But what happened? That didn't turn out to necessarily be like that kind of came and went.
It should have been a much bigger scandal than it was.
Absolutely.
And so, in this case, she knew she had a pass on her answers, even though they didn't totally line up with the question. His had to, hers did not.
And she knew that there would be very little follow-up. Yep. And and she wasn't going to be fact-checked, whereas he was seven times. Rich, what was your take?
Good morning, you guys. My take was that people are going to know that Trump won that debate because he realized how much trouble this country is in. And she acted like, oh, nothing's wrong. You said bloodbath. You're a hater. You said Charlottesville. You all these things that she brought up, that he's no good and this and that. That's all she did. And Trump was worried about the country. And she was all smiles and everything's going fine. Just stay away from Trump. Everything will be okay. That's what I took on. I think Trump, anybody that has a brain knows that Trump was right and she was just following the old left-wing comrade line. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, look, if you don't have a defined policy of what you want to do, or you're afraid to share that policy because her agenda is radical and that won't get her elected, so you avoid getting in too deep on those issues by simply turning and then making all these accusations and falsehoods and other things about your opponent. And she did that a lot. And that goes to show you, when you're attacking so much, you are also covering for the fact that you don't have a depth of knowledge and information related to policies. Nostradamus, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I believe that Trump won the debate. And I think that the reason a lot of people think that Kamala won is because she came across, she put two sentences together without cackling and looking like a moron. And I agree, she had the questions to begin with so she could study and get her lines down. But Trump sounded like Trump, so everybody's used to that. I just got through telling somebody that online 15 minutes ago. The reason is because Trump was Trump and she's somebody new. That's why everybody thinks she won. But Trump came out and said it. He should have said, fact check this. I told you that they were going to flood the border with these criminals. He should have named the names, like you said earlier, of the victims of these crimes, right, from these people from south of the border, and he brought up the fact about the wars. He should have said, there were no wars when I was in office. Fact check that.
No, in fact, she sort of beat him to that punch, saying that there are currently no service people serving in a war zone, which, you know, depends on how you shake and bake and skew that to get away with that. But to your earlier statement about, you know, people think if she strung two sentences together, she wins. Yeah, that's what I said. I said that yesterday, in fact, and that is the truth. You see, what most people are doing is through the eyes of their own perception.
Right.
What I'm asking you to do is the opposite of putting on your thinking cap. Put on your dunce cap and think about a low-information voter and how they would perceive what had taken place. They don't know what you and I know. That's what you have to remember. They don't know that. They think David Muir is a really good-looking, professional, articulate man. He didn't show me any bias. That's what low-information voters would think. So smoke and mirrors, perception is reality. Those terms apply. And she was considered a huge underdog, and all she had to do was have a reasonable performance. Well, it was truly a performance. Her answers were scripted out and well-practiced and thought out, and she was going to give those sets of answers regardless of how the questions were positioned. That's what they worked on in her prep. It's pretty obvious. So when I say she gained an advantage there, she did. But it doesn't mean she was better, smarter, or anything else. What it is what's the prize? The low information voter. 7:45, News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick might have an opinion or two about, well, the debate last night, election integrity, et cetera. And if for some reason you can't stick around, we know you're busy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue, all on demand, one place. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. When you find the Bob Rose Show podcast, simply hit subscribe. There is no charge, but then you will have right at your fingertips so much information you might not know what to do with all of it. Speaking of voter integrity, numbers coming out of Wisconsin are probably going to irritate you. Much bigger numbers than the difference between Biden and Trump in the last election. We'll get to that. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Tom. What's on your mind?
Oh, Jesus. What a disaster that was last night. And all the listeners who had their heads up there or whatever, Trump just, it was like the Miami, Florida game where they went in there and they just were so far off their game. It was annoying as anything. Every commentator for the last 2 weeks that says all Trump has to do is repeat his debate performance that he had with Biden. Don't engage her. Don't go down any rabbit holes. Don't talk about how he lost the last election because, like you guys said over and over again this morning, you're going for the low-information, idiot voters who don't watch this thing all the time. He needs to win this election. Kamala has just turned her Marxist nonsense all the way around to trick people. And because of last night, it's going to work. And because of Trump's horrible performance last night, she might have just pulled it off. The good news is, if we have that Florida, University of Florida analogy with football, if there's another debate and Trump doesn't engage her and doesn't start his whining about the last election, which was stolen from him, which I believe was stolen, but that doesn't matter because it's a dead issue. Maybe he can turn into DJ Lagway and kick her butt and turn things around. Good news is everyone is so dumb in this country, they're probably not paying attention, and they tuned out after the point where Trump went downhill. I was very disappointed, obviously. Love Trump to death, but, you know, when DeSantis eviscerated the Democrat from California with his little debate on Hannity. I mean, that's what I was looking from Trump last night. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
the insight. That's what we've been asking for this morning. To your analogy with football, this is the other thing you have to be careful of. We knew that David Muir and his sidekick there, Lindsey Davis, were going to be biased. Mm-hmm. We know that because people have been collecting information that shows they have run 100% positive stories about Kamala and 93% negative stories about Trump. So if they weren't biased, then we would be shocked. We shouldn't be. And that's where you have to be careful complaining about the referees, quote unquote.
Right. Because going in, you knew that was going to be the case anyway. It's kind of like I described it when we were talking before the show this morning. Because everyone keeps talking about the painful and how I'm getting texts on how, you know, and the emails from is like, I couldn't even watch the silly thing. It's the difference between when we play a clip that Trump said and watching the debate. Watching it was painful. His delivery, he was off topic, he went down the bunny trails. Just hearing the little concise pieces, that's what I wanted him to do last night.
And concise pieces that are based in fact, because yes, the facts are powerful enough. For example, so these immigrants are running wild in this town, Springfield, Ohio. Now, that's a fact. They're crashing cars. They're robbing. They're acting out. And they're eating local ducks. Yeah. Now, they may not be somebody's pets, but it's the overall behavior. So Trump, unfortunately, took the bait. And he went for the eating pets thing, which that's not been established as the truth. Okay? So he kind of took that bait. Whereas, what's the real story? You know, the real story is open immigration, open borders is literally killing Americans. Now, that's a fact. Fentanyl literally killing Americans. Fact. Border crossers killing Americans, raping Americans. Absolute fact. That's powerful enough. Instead, they got you off on a tangent about eating ducks or dogs. So they got him on that. They did the same thing with the abortion thing. There's some truth behind what he said about taking it all the way to term and then the baby, you know, then just basically letting it sit there to die, so to speak. And that came from the previous governor of Virginia. He mistakenly said West Virginia. Again, what's the real absolutely no one can deny that there are six states that there are abortion laws on the books right now, six states plus the District of Columbia, that there are no restrictions on how late you can perform an abortion. So to me, and that's absolute fact, to me to say, can you imagine taking it up to 1 minute before birth, exterminating that life, and legally it can be done in those states. Mm-hmm. That would have been powerful. Instead, he got sucked in. He got pulled off track. And the folks that are fact-checking him, because they only fact-checked him,
yeah,
not Kamala, that worked against him. So
that's where if he'd had prepared answers as opposed to getting sucked, he took bait from them and from Kamala.
Yeah, he had somebody telling him, don't go where absolute facts cannot back you up.
Right.
Because you know they are going to be, right on the edge of their seats, just looking and waiting for something to jump on, and he gave them that. However, if we want to look at things on balance, the way that he behaved, very well-mannered, never lost his cool, made some facial gestures, but not over the top. From that perspective, from a physical, if you're doing, you know, the whole, you know, body, thing, he did fantastic on that. I know someone that might have an opinion or two. Her name is Congresswoman Kat Kamek, and she joins us in just a couple of minutes right here, live and local, on 97.3 The Sky. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy.